Welcome.
That worked out so well.
Wait, that was actually perfect. I'm like embarrassed now.
No, it was great. It was like harmonized in everything. It was everything that I wanted in my life and more. It was great.
Oh my gosh. Everybody. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
We're together for Kaif's birthday. Everyone say happy birthday, Kaif.
Aw, thanks.
In unison, all together. We are happy. I mean, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just listening to
what
you.
What does that say?
I was trying to think of how many episodes we've recorded together and then how many episodes we've recorded in my house at this point.
Oh, interesting. I think we've only done two here at this house.
We did a coffee taste testing one, and that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing this one. So this is officially Epi 2 from Kaifler's Dojo.
Well, we did Dojo.
I was wondering if you were going to catch on to that.
I'm listening. I know I don't look like it, but I'm listening. Yeah. Anyways, we are here. We're very excited to celebrate the Kaif this weekend in Portland. Slide into her DMs. Tell her happy birthday on Sunday. And
30 freaking five.
That's okay.
It's fine. I'm kind of thriving in 35, actually. Yeah. Despite what's been happening the last 72 hours. But
yeah.
But anyway,
we need to have like a moment of silence. That's enough.
That was amazing.
I never, like, someone I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they're like, what is, like, the appropriate time for a moment of silence? And the other person was like, long enough to make everyone uncomfortable, and then you can start talking again. And I was like, yep, that was as long as I could handle before it gets awkward. But, yeah, sorry about the world, you know? It's just... I don't know. It's, like, so upsetting. And then also I had dinner with a friend on Wednesday. So I watched the election with a couple of girlfriends, which was lovely. But I feel like we all, you know, we're in the same mindset of just, like, yeah. Anyway, it's just, like, upsetting and frustrating. And it's really hard because I think that the algorithm that, like, I have been – or that I'm fed was, like, making me way more optimistic and hopeful for Kamala than, like – I should have been. Like, I guess I just didn't go into it. Like, I did think it was going to be close, but I really didn't think that he was going to win for some reason. And so I'm kind of upset at that. And that, or just the fact that, like, that's how all my friends, I guess, you know, were thinking. And that's, so that's the kind of stuff that, like, shows up on my feed and whatever. And my algorithm just kept feeding me, like, that type of information. So I really had no idea, like, the amount of people that were, I don't know, actually going to vote for him.
I would agree with that. I feel like a lot of what I had been paying attention to told me not to, like, it's going to be close, but it's very hopeful because he, you know, this is kind of an incumbent party, but they, at the same time, like, I can't even wrap my head around it, honestly. It's really sad.
It's really sad.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. And I think,
but then again, I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer. I want to yuck somebody's yum. So, like, if somebody's really excited about it, I feel I can't call them out on it, even though I really, really want to, you know?
Yeah. It is such a weird feeling of, like, feeling just, like, hopeless and, like, nothing really matters. But then also, like, life is still going on, you know?
True,
like,
that. Yeah.
We have to just continue on. And I don't know. It's such, like, a weird mix of emotions.
I, like, was watching the TikToker that I think you introduced me to or whatever. He's, like, a white guy in the middle of nowhere. And he just, like, made a really good point about being angry that the people who are in charge of the campaign, in charge of this narrative, are now so quickly saying, don't worry, like, just get back on the horse and blah, like, you can rise above, basically. And I'm like, how are these people still in power? Like, they should be fired. They lost out on a narrative to, like, get people behind pretty basic human rights. So, I don't know. I just feel, like, angry at that.
That's and, what, like, I was going to say, too, is that, like, I am really upset, obviously, by the people who voted for the person in question. But also, I am upset with the Democrats. Like, I would not consider myself a super Democrat. I mean, I am just mostly in that I believe that humans should just be kind to each other in all shapes, walks of life, whatever. But, like, as far as, like, Biden stepping down and Kamala stepping into that space, like, we didn't have a prelim, right? And so there was no choice for us to pick someone else. Like, she just was automatically put up there. Not saying that I didn't want her. I think she would have been fantastic. I'm just saying that we were just like not going to do well from the get-go. Like Biden would have done horribly. We all know that. So like Kamala was definitely a better choice, but then we didn't do a prelim. So then we just like, we're setting ourselves up for failure. And yeah, Kamala did a great run going she to did. So many states and doing all the swing state stuff and everything. But like the huge group of voters was those like young male voters. And like, she was not going to reach them. And I don't know. I just feel like they could have done more on that front. Like, she knew the people that she was going to reach, like going on the Call Me Daddy podcast and stuff like that. Like, she knew that those were the people that she should be speaking to. But I think that they should have done more to go to the people who they wouldn't think to go to. And so it's just, yeah. I feel very let down. I feel like, I obviously.
That's the emotion. I'm just let down.
Yeah.
Like, disappointed and, like, just wasn't, it didn't feel like we had a really strong message. It was kind of like a default. And I hate to say that because Kamala is wonderful. I think she's qualified and she seems to be run like a quality campaign. It's just, you know, let down by everything.
Yeah, exactly. And that's mine. That's yours. Sorry, it must have fallen out of my bag.
Okay. This is not mine. Why did he hand this to me? Everybody, for the listener, my husband just like walked in and handed me a pink makeup bag that has glam on it. That's like etched. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
It's an Ipsy bag. Okay, I did not buy it. I did not pay.
Do you still do Ipsy?
I did start doing it again because I just wanted some inspiration on like different products and stuff, because I feel like I'm using the same face stuff, the same makeup, like all, I mean, I don't really wear that much makeup, so it's not that big of a deal, but I mean, yeah, but I just think it's fun. Yeah. And it's only like what, $13 or whatever. Anyways.
I always like when they send me like a cool eyeliner. I'm like an eyeliner kid. If I get like a silver or like a blue or like whatever, liquid eyeliner, crayon, I'm here for it. Eyeliner's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
But I don't buy like a neon pink eyeliner at the store because that's weird.
Absolutely.
I've been watching High Potential on ABC, I think. It's with the girl that's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I forgot her. Caitlin Olson, maybe? Mm. And her outfits are ridiculous, hands down. She's wearing like python on python. And like, what are you doing, girl? But she has, she had like a python silk top with like a python mini skirt with like
snake neon skin?
Yeah, totally. Okay. It was, python. It's a specific type of skate. You know what? Never mind. Anyway, she had cool boots. She looks fly as fuck, but like her, I don't know who her costume person is, but she always has really cool eyeliner. It's like neon pink eyeliner and stuff.
When was that show from? Like the 2000s?
No, it's just recently. They're coming out with new seasons and new episodes.
I never watched it.
It's like her new episode. Anyway, back to the election. Yeah.
Anyways, I just have a lot of feelings. So yeah, I just feel very discouraged that like, also, having a two-party political system is
stupid.
The Electoral College, so stupid. Like, I feel like we were just, like, destined to fail. So anyways, yeah, we don't have to go too much more into it. I really am, like, disheartened by the people who voted for Trump saying that, or I should say the man who should not be named. But
I kind of like that.
That voted for him, like, telling or saying the reason why they did is for, like, economic, you know, growth or reasons or just more money in their pockets and all that. But like, if you had any ounce of like how the world works or any econ information whatsoever, you know that that's not how it works. If you make less than $360,000, which is the majority of his voters, it's not going to affect you at all. And well, so
didn't they come out with like a report earlier in September and they like officially said that the economy was projected to do better under a Kamala Waltz presidency versus a Trump.
Well, based on her policies and everything that she was going to implement. Yeah.
So like people decided to take the worst route with the worst person for dumb reasons.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing that's super upsetting is that like all of it comes down to like if you look at a map of where people voted and where people are educated.
Oh, you said this to me on TikTok.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Like, just obviously people live in cities. There's like higher populations in cities and everything. But it is just like a fact that that is where more people are educated and you can see who voted for him and where they voted from. And it's fascinating. And just like, I don't know, just the fact that someone who is also uneducated and just like a celebrity is now our president of the United States. Like, put aside, like, all of the, like...
Like, who's more qualified?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, put aside, like, the trans, the women's rights. Like, I mean, obviously, that's very upsetting. But just like from an economic standpoint, now as a homeowner, I can say this, that the only like,
oh shit, look out.
I mean, the only good thing to come out of this is if he just completely destroys our economy, then interest rates will go like way up actually. So that won't even help. But anyways, yeah, it's like supply demand situation. But if in fact the interest rates for whatever reason do go down under him, which is what everyone thinks are going to happen because the housing market's supposedly, and it's supposed to get way better, then I can refinance my house.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm waiting for because we signed up for an insane interest rate, but it'll get there. You know, it'll be there eventually. I just don't know if, like, we'll see what happens with a lot of foreign policy that's going to be dictated in the next 4 years. We have two Supreme Court seats that are going to be practically vacant. He will have to. And then there goes the majority on the Supreme Court. And then what other areas of the fabric of our institutions and our laws and what we've built, like what else is going to be subject to change?
Totally. I mean, the fact that we lost the House and the Senate is really just, yeah, does not bode well for anything.
So when the world decides to implode upon itself, because even leading up to the election, I was kind of really nervous about transition of power and people saying they were fake, because like now it's really quiet, right? Nobody's faking the vote now because they won. But if they hadn't won, then it would have been a whole hubbub about like how it was ineffective voting systems or whatever. But like it's just really interesting to see how the narrative is not being imploded upon itself, where that majority of people are too busy celebrating versus actually being malicious with their marketing and trying to like undercut the, you know, credence of the election. So it's interesting because now that they won, they're like kind of quiet about it. So when things decide to fall through and, you know, we'll be able to point to them and say, it's your fault. It's your freaking fault for not thinking through these things.
I mean, that's where I'm at now, is like, you just have to let things fail. Like I was acting boss last week, and I was
acting boss. she's acting boss, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's what they call it. Every time I say that, people are like, "What?" And I'm like, "I don't know. That's what you're they acting. Call it." Yeah, it. Yeah, I'm acting. And so I was talking to our HRO because we have like meetings with her every week when you're the supervisor or whatever. And so I was talking to her, and we were talking about just like our whole consolidation. I know I've been talking about this on the pod for a long time, but like, she's like, honestly, we just have to let it fail because they're not listening to us. They're not, you know, taking our boots on the ground. Like advice, and so we're just gonna do whatever they're asking us to do, and we just have to let it fail. And so that's where I'm at this moment, is like, what are all of these voters gonna say when like we're going through a recession and everyone is fighting for their lives like in a year or two, and there's no one to point to. So
really, really awful. Like, we're not saying that we condone people dying in parking lots because they don't have the medical support to get their abortion that they need. Like, we don't want that to happen, but it's probably going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's just really sad and horrific to think about. But one of the best pieces of advice that I got as a young professional was, if you can't convince them to do it the right way, let them do it the wrong way. And then when they get fired, when they get laid off, or when they're realizing that they don't want the results, you know, you can only control what you're going to control.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that, you know, is an adult realization. That you have to let people make their own decisions and fail and, you know, control what we can control.
Yeah.
Which is really, really sad to say, because people will die. And yeah, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Other than just talking about, hey, here are some resources. Make sure that we make those resources accessible, which we'll probably try to use our platform to do. And talk to your community. Make sure you have people that you can lean on, that you trust. And yeah, that's really all we can do.
I know. I just, just thinking about so many people in my life. Like, I feel very privileged as a white female.
Absolutely.
Anyways, on other news, and it just goes to show that, like, the world has not changed. I mean, it's just a man's world.
That's the thing that I think really is heartbreaking for me to swallow, is, like, no matter how qualified you are, what type of experience you have, as a woman, it's very likely that we'll always lose. We'll probably always lose when it counts to, you know, we're not loud enough. We're not experienced enough. We can't control our emotions. You know, we're always a woman. And that's the thing that really hits home.
Yeah.
Because we're 35. Like, this is the fourth or fifth kind of big time election that we've had a female to come and rise above, and hasn't happened.
I know. And do you think we'll see a female president in our lifetime?
That's a question that I've been asking myself, honestly, every day for the past, like, 4 or 5 days.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I would really, really hope that that happens, but I don't know.
I was going to, like, segue into a different but also upsetting subject.
Just in case you guys didn't have enough annoying news.
Yeah. We were just looking at, like, Hot Topics or whatever, and it was saying that one of the clues on Jeopardy was like, what are men, like, unattracted to? And the answer was women who wear glasses. Like, what? Like, is that real life? And, I mean, Ken Jennings, the, like, host of it, did, like, speak on the subject and say that, like, he was very taken aback and, like, did not know that was going to come up, you know? And, like, the whole audience and all the contestants were really like, what the heck? But, yeah, it's just, like, it's who comes gross. Up with these questions, man? Right, like, no one vetted this. No one looked at these before it, like, went on to live television. Like, what is happening?
Didn't – what's her name? Ma'am?
Oh, yeah. She Blossom? Said something, too.
Yeah. She was definitely, like, a host for Jeopardy for a little bit, and she wears glasses. So, like, what was the point of them actually putting
But she
this?
Did something controversial, too, that they took her off. And yeah, they made Ken Jennings do it, but I don't remember what it was.
Neither. Yeah, Jeopardy. What the heck? Like, it's such a staple for television. My mom's been watching Jeopardy for, like, 40 freaking years at this point. Like, that's kind of disappointing. Figure it out, you know?
Yeah, very disappointing. But transitioning to, like, bad bitch news, Martha Stewart's documentary.
Oh, my God. I've been dying to watch this. Yeah. Only because she comes off as this, like, domestic queen, but she's actually kind of a crazy lady. And
oh, my God. Yeah, okay, I'm glad you know that because I had no idea that she was basically evil.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, the thing is, and just what we were just talking about, she wouldn't have gotten, she started in the 60s, late 60s, like building her brand, building her catering business, whatever that turned into Martha Living and all that stuff. So watch the documentary if you haven't, but like she started in the 60s, which if we know anything about women's rights and things we had access to and all that stuff, she had no option but to be a bad bitch. Like, she was mean. And, like, when I say mean, she, like, talked down to people, like, 100%. But she would 100% not have gotten to where she did without doing that. So, like, I do, like, feel it's upsetting that, you know, because I always am, like, very hurt and upset that women are so mean to each other.
Yeah, like, I don't know why they would just automatically undercut the other person. Like, that's a thing that women exclusively do, I think.
Yeah.
Or, like, bitchy men. But that's a bitch move.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, it's a fascinating documentary. I, like, didn't really know. Because it was, like, in when we were, like, in high school is when she was going through all of the – is that right? No, maybe we were, like, in middle school. When she went to prison. Or was, like, being tried. It was,
like, a tax thing,
right? Yeah, so it was stock. So she was the first woman ever to be a stockbroker also back in like the late 80s, early 90s maybe.
Wait, what do you mean the first woman to be a stockbroker?
Like she was the first, maybe I'm saying that incorrect.
Equity in her company that she owned?
No. So way back, okay, you'll have to watch the doc, but way back before any of that happened, before she started doing her catering company or anything, she was a stockbroker. And she just went into the office and she just told them, like, I'm going to work here. And so she was the first woman to do it in, like, a long, long time ago. Then she started, like, catering for, like, her company and, like, friends and all these things. And she started really liking it. And then she transitioned into doing, like, huge events as, like, a catering company. And that's when, like, Martha Stewart Living, like, was created. And so after all of that, she did become, you know, one of the – obviously, she was – the owner. So she did like have stocks and that's where she got into trouble because someone was trading and selling stocks for her. And so that guy ended up doing it illegally and she will still say, even on the doc, she says that she didn't know that he was doing it illegally. But we will never know because she like feigned innocent all the way to like the very end through all of her trials and everything. She thinks that they were just trying to make a point and that people shouldn't because she was the first billionaire, woman billionaire, I believe. So anyways, yeah, it's fascinating. So she thinks that they were just trying to make a point and sent her to jail because of that. But I don't really know anything about the stock market and all that stuff. And so she said she was just like, you know, the guy called her and said, hey, we're selling this. And she said, okay. And then they sold it. And then, of course, like the company goes crashing. And so that's whatever. All that to say, she went to jail or she went to trial for like years over it. And surprising. She was like hated for it. It was fascinating. But anyways, they do show like I'm sure that she edited it and You know,
she's like a producer, right?
She was definitely a producer on it. Yeah. I don't remember seeing her name.
Just a little clarification. After reviewing a lot of interesting stories on the nets, Martha Stewart is not a producer or in any way associated with that film other than being the subject, and she's had some pretty scathing remarks, according to one or five New York Times articles I read. I'll post them on my Instagram.
But they did show clips of her, like, talking to her staff and stuff, and she was mean. So they definitely didn't, like, sugarcoat things. But it is fascinating. Like, they ask her questions throughout it, like, in real time, you know? And he's, like, asking her things about her life and just, like, her explaining things. She is a fascinating human. But anyways, I just think she's so cool because it's so true. Like, getting that big in, like, the 70s was unheard of for a woman. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, she was mean, but
credit where credit's due. She was like the original influencer. Like, she was the brand goddess. Yeah. She's mother to all of the ladies and gentlemen these days. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, highly recommend. I think it's really good.
I haven't watched it yet. I will give everybody like a quick two cents on it. My question is, how much do they bring in Snoop? Because he's my favorite. Like,
how much?
Yeah, like, do they have one episode of with him and her, or
it's just a movie. So it's like the after she goes to jail, right? That's when her and Snoop became friends because she did a Justin Bieber roast on Comedy Central. So her and Snoop sat next to each other. At that, and that's when she was like trying to like remake herself basically because everyone hated her after she went to jail, and she kind of just fell off the map because she couldn't be the owner of her company anymore after she went to jail. So that's also really upsetting. So she didn't have a lot going for her after she went to jail. So when she was roasting Justin Bieber, her and Snoop like connected because they were the two celebs sitting next to each other, and then Snoop just like explains how he like just thought she's so inspirational and whatever. And so they do bring him in for a little bit. But yeah, then their friendship just grew. And then they had a TV show together. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They had like a cooking show.
Yeah, they have a cooking show. Yeah. They have like marijuana products together. Yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny. But yeah.
Their relationship is hilarious. I think it's so funny.
Yeah. Did they ask Martha about their relationship? I don't think really. She just said that they just got along really well, I think. Anyways, yeah, it's pretty cute. But she's just, yeah, she's also they show her, like, walking around her property. She's, like, doing so good.
Good for her. Yeah. You know, living her life. As long as she's not voting for Trump, then I'm fine with it.
Oh, I don't actually know that.
See, I don't know. We don't know. I wanted to talk about the Red, White, and Blue on YouTube. Did you watch that?
No, what is that?
I think I sent it to somebody. It's like it's a movie, but it's a short version movie. So it's only 23-ish minutes long. Mm. And it's this like new way to, she's like up for an Oscar, I think. Brittany Snow is.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I didn't know that's what it was called. I need to watch it. I haven't watched it
yet. It's only 20 something minutes long. Okay. It's like, so Samantha Bee is the executive producer on it, I think. Okay. And I used to watch her show all the time. Do you know who that is?
I do. Yeah.
So she's great. Brittany Snow is in it. It's only 20 something minutes long, and it's a really, it's a good story that is important that we need to listen to, and it's just heartbreaking, honestly. Yeah,
I know.
She's a single mom. She's got two kids. She's working just paycheck to paycheck. She doesn't make a crazy amount of money as a waitress, and then she has to go to another state for various reasons that I will let you get into when you watch it. But it's actually really interesting. The format of how they've made this is so, it's kind of indicative of the generation of TikTokers, right? Like, they can only pay attention for so long.
That's fair.
For important messages like that. So instead of making a hour or 2 hour like movie, they made a 23 minute short on YouTube. And it's like, it's up for an Oscar. So I think that's kind of interesting to see the evolution of storytelling for important messages like this, but you should watch it.
Yeah.
They were putting it around a lot on the social media stuff on the night of the election or the day before the election. Yeah. So
I watched an interview with Brittany Snow on it, and it was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Brittany Snow's still doing great. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her. Mm-hmm. Nina Dobrev and Shaun White got engaged. Did you see that?
No, who is that?
Okay.
The snowboarder Shaun White.
Yeah. Snowboarder Shaun White. Okay. And then do you remember Vampire Diaries?
No, I didn't watch it.
Okay, well, that was
Nina
like
Dobrev. Yeah.
That was like after Grey's Anatomy, maybe like after OC or late seasons OC.
Vampire Diaries. Interesting. Yeah. No, I don't remember, but anyway, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. He's really sweet and she's really awesome, so good for them.
Huh.
What else is going on?
The other thing I want to talk about was, I don't know if, I know we talked about it for a little bit where I said that I like tried to watch it, but was Monsters, the like Menendez brother story. I watched the first episode and then I got really turned off because I was like, what is happening? But I did go back and I ended up watching it all because someone told me that it was really good. But I also just like started getting, of course, like the algorithming. I started getting like
algorithming.
More, yeah. I started getting more information on it. And so because they're being tried like right now, I had to like watch it and like figure out what the heck was going on. So anyways, I do not know still to this day if they did it or not. Like, I am so confused. You know, obviously they feigned innocence again, but like...
That's the second time we've said
feigned. I know. What is that? Why am I saying that?
I don't know. You feel so fancy. I don't know.
But yeah, they are... They say that they're innocent. And then like, I don't even know. So if you're unaware, they killed both of their parents with a shotgun in their LA home in like Beverly Hills. The dad was like a millionaire, which was self-made and very incredible. But anyways, like in the 90s, 89, 88. And yeah, they said that their dad was sexually abusing them and he sexually abused both of the boys and whatever. But that didn't come out until, of course, they're like on trial and whatever. So then watching, so the documentary is like 10 parts. It was like actually decently long. So it goes into like the dad's background, the mom's background and all that kind of stuff. Because the mom, you know, is kind of just an innocent bystander. But like if there actually was abuse going on, obviously she knew and she right. didn't do anything about it. It's just like all really hard. I mean, the 90s were different. I don't know. Hopefully. Anyways. People don't do that anymore. I still struggle with that.
If you see something, say something. But
I know. Anyways. But so they were, they just were tried like last week again. And so they got life without parole back in whatever, the 92 or 93, I believe. And so anyways, they just last week, oh no, October 24th, my bad. They will get parole. And so the like district attorney basically said that they don't have enough evidence and there was like kind of a mistrial-ish situation going on with them. And so they could remove like that information from their trial and they might get let go eventually, which is wild. Wait, it says their resentencing request. So it's just the first step in a lengthy process that may or may not result in freedom. So they have been incarcerated for more than half their lives. Yeah, one went in at 19, one went in at like 22, I believe. So they've been in for a very long time. So yeah, just fascinating. Like, I don't know. Also, who can shoot their parents with a shotgun at 19 years old? That's terrifying. But also, it had to have been something. I don't know. Obviously, the dad was a millionaire, so everyone just thinks it was because of money. But who knows, you know? Who knows?
Yikes.
Anyways, really interesting stuff. So
there's a decent amount of stuff on Netflix then that's coming out.
Yeah.
This documentary
was very long, but I think it was worth it.
Nice. So there's like episodes?
Yeah. 10 episodes.
Of course they have to put like the Kim Kardashian photo in there. I was like, what does she have to
do? Sorry, we're looking at this Today Show news.
There's been quite a bit of stuff like that's good to watch. I finished Agatha All Along, and that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're gonna make another season. I hope they do because it kind of ended on like a weird cliff notey thing. But it was good. I really liked it.
Also, could they make like any more Marvel shit? Like, are you kidding me? Sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a Marvel movie. It feels a little bit more interesting witchy kind of story with some Scarlet Witch. It's like a fringe Scarlet Witch story with new characters, but I don't know if I don't mind the fringe Marvel stories. I just really get annoyed with like the 1,000th Avenger thing. Like, I'm done with them. But like, credit where credit's due. Marvel and comic books are really good storytelling and stuff. They've got some good narratives. So, yeah. Anyway.
Dang. Okay. One more movie I want to talk about quick. Did you see, I'm going to forget what it's called. The Anna Kendrick movie?
No, but
did we already talk about this?
I don't think we talked about it. But I have seen like the trailer for it, and it's been getting a lot of talk on the socials. So
yeah.
I do want to watch it. And so, this is like her directorial debut, right?
Yeah. Why does it say 2023? It just came out in October. It's called Woman of the Hour. So it is about the Rodney Alcala case, essentially. So it's like from the perspective kind of Rodney Alcala, but also of this woman that Anna Kendrick plays. So she was one of the survivors of Rodney Alcala. If you don't know, Rodney Alcala was a serial killer in like the 70s And he got convicted finally because of her story and then another woman's story who actually escaped from him. And so he was tried for 7 women's murder, but he actually like could have killed up to like in the hundreds. Like,
oh, geez.
Definitely over 100 people. Anyways, it's a fascinating story because it's kind of like looks cutesy and kind of like because he was on the dating game. Show. Yeah, a game show basically.
In the 70s?
Yeah. And so the movie, like, trailer and everything looks like I thought I was clicking into, like, a rom-com. You know what I mean? So, like, I was like, oh, this will be cute. Like, I don't know what this is about. And then the first scene is, like, him killing someone. So, whoa. Just trigger warning. jump scare. But anyways, yeah, it's a really good and I think it's a really important story. And I just think Anna Kendrick is, like, so cute. I just, like, love her
I
so much.
I do love her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good. I love her a lot.
So another like Netflix show, it just came out in October, so you're not that far behind. Oh my God. Also, Cave, I was cracking up because someone, I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were doing faves and she brought up the, Nobody Wants This TV show as one of her faves. And I was just like, oh my God, you're so old. Like, this is so old. We cannot keep talking about
this show. What
did you
say? You were like, too much time has passed, or what is it? You said something like that.
Yeah, too much time has gone by. Like, we can't keep talking about the show. Like, that's everyone.
It's not hot topic.
Did you
anymore.
Watch it yet?
Yeah, I watched everything. I've watched that one for sure. I thought we talked about it.
Shoot, sorry.
I give other people shit about them taking forever to watch that show.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, anyways.
It's not a hot topic if we've already finished the conversation or too much time has passed.
I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, you can't bring it up as a fave if literally the whole world has already seen it. Like, what? Are you kidding? It's supposed to be, like, new, like, on the edge thing, whatever. Anyways, it's fine. I guess it's just my opinion. But I was cracking up. I was like, I have to tell Kaif. Like, this is ridiculous. But anyway, last thing. Starbucks holiday menu is out, guys, in case you're wondering. Like, as for the huge.
So it's my birthday this Sunday, right? And I got a little gift from the people that I work with, and it was a Starbucks card.
Aww.
And I was like, well, I'm like the least favorite. Starbucks is my least favorite place to go, but it's just so convenient and easy.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through the menu here. We're going to say things that we're really excited for, stuff we've tried and we didn't like or whatever. The new flavor, but I'm going to give shit to every single one of them because it's Starbucks. And anyway,
that's fair.
Okay. Let's talk about the new flavor of the season. It's that cranberry orange, cranberry, but cranberry. Can we talk about this for a second?
Like, they're trying real hard.
I went to Target just earlier today to like get stuff for all the girls coming in and like Christmas music is on blast.
Dang,
already.
Really?
I'm like, oh my God, I haven't heard the song, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that just yet. Mariah Carey is still well in the closet, thank God. But I heard a lot of Kelly Clarkson and I heard a lot of, like, Meghan Trainor and...
Kelly Clarkson sings Christmas songs?
Absolutely. She's got, like, 2 or 3 Christmas albums,
I
feel like. Anyway,
I'm
annoyed. Like, it's not Christmas yet. I just don't think that this year Christmas and me are going to get along very well because...
Yeah, it's not a happy time.
In your face Christmas crap, I'm like, okay, everybody can just take... calm down a little bit when it comes to Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
We can just have a really cool, calm, collected Christmas. It doesn't have to be in your face, merry, jolly, I'm gonna smack you with a snow, you know, snowman.
That's
so
fair. I mean, maybe that's just 35 talking, you know what I mean?
I'm just a bitter human being. It's okay. It's probably 35. Anyway, cranberry orange refresher actually sounds pretty good.
It does sound really good.
Cardamom, cinnamon, nutmeg, like, I think that's great.
I brought, like, something kind of similar for, like, a mixer for this weekend. I thought it would be really good with, like, champagne or something. But
love it.
Yeah, it's just, like, very seasonal. So, yeah, I made it. And
it's going to be great.
It's good.
At least it's not Starbucks.
That's true. The next one's a peppermint mocha. Like, duh. Everyone loves a peppermint mocha.
Yeah.
No big deal.
That's a classic.
One that I'm excited. Oh,
did you have that last year? They always have some kind of brulee, like caramel brulee something.
I was going to say, I feel like they had this as oat milk shaken espresso. But this is a caramel brulee latte.
Are you caramel or caramel?
Caramel. We talk about
this? Caramel.
Do we talk about this?
I feel like it's every year that we talk about it. Yeah. It's fine. I just think caramel drinks, it's too sugary. That's too much.
You're,
like, for all the Halloween candy that I just had and ingested, I didn't need to ingest. All of it had caramel in it, so.
Yum.
Too much. But chestnut praline latte sounds actually really good, only because I'm a big fan of the praline.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay with a little nut, you know.
I'm into that one, too. But the iced sugar cookie almond milk latte, that one is not good. I mean, I guess it depends on what you think.
A sugar cookie almond-like milk latte. Yeah. First of all, almond milk itself is, like, pretty sweet, especially the stuff that you buy at Starbucks. An iced sugar cookie is basically just sugar. It's just sugar. Yeah. So it's just sugar on sugar, either hot or cold, in a frappuccino. Probably the, like, you know, the individual who gets a venti caramel, triple caramel chocolate with, like, half of it covered in whipped cream is probably going to like this drink. Mm. If you're not that person, I am not. I'm going to skip it.
I'm going to skip that as well.
Gingerbread milk gingerbread oat milk chai. Oh, that's a... Why are they all so difficult to pronounce?
I feel like I'm just not a gingerbread girly, but I'm not, like, a ginger girly in general, so gingerbread is not my jam. I hate gingerbread cookies.
Oh, really? I don't mind a gingerbread cookie, but I don't want anything on it. I don't want it iced or whatever. I just want, like, a thin little wafer, like, gingerbread.
But you like shortbread and stuff like that, too. Yeah. And I do not think that's a cookie.
What's the dippy thing that I like? Biscotti? Oh, yeah, I like a biscotti, too, so...
They have a bunch of fun cold foams, though. So they have the gingerbread cold foam, peppermint, chocolate.
I don't think I've ever had a cold foam from Starbucks. Do we need to remedy that?
Those are the best.
If we're going to be up until 2 o'clock in the morning today, I might go to Starbucks today.
They do have a sugar cookie cold. I feel like the sugar cookie cold foam would not be terrible because it's just basically espresso with the cold foam on top. So that's, like, very little sugar, you know? Chestnut praline cold foam would be bomb. Caramel brulee cold foam would also be bomb. So.
I'm confused. So a cold foam is like... a shot of espresso with foam, and that's it?
Oh, I mean, they put water in it.
Okay.
It's however many, whatever size you get, however many espresso shots, you know? And okay, then gotcha. They just add water to it. You never had
an Americano? Like,
yeah, it's basically an Americano with cold foam on top. Yeah.
All right, we'll go get one today. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. Anyways, and then they have a bunch of... they have a snowman cake pop. Cute. Sugar plum cheese Danish.
What?
That sounds good. Cranberry sugar bliss bar. That one's always there. Penguin cookie. Okay, penguin cookie.
What's this turkey sage Danish? That doesn't sound terrible.
Oh, and sage is a no for me.
I don't know if I want bechamel sauce, though, especially in the morning. That's really heavy.
Dark toffee bun. That sounds bomb, too. Interesting. Okay, go off. Go off, Starbucks. We love you. We're here for it.
I guess we're going to Starbucks and trying all their new stuff, even though I hate Starbucks.
We don't have to. We have all weekend to, like, figure it out. Okay, one more low-key. You know Alana Marr from the rugby player?
Vaguely.
Alona, I think is actually how you say her name. I follow her on TikTok, and so I'm obsessed with her. I've been watching her, like, Dancing with the Stars, like, journey or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's so fun. I hate Dancing with the Stars.
You're watching that show? What's happening?
I would never. But I just watch all of her after every episode or whatever. I watch her, like, act or whatever you call it, her dance. And it's so good. And I just love her and her partner. Like, they're so funny.
Does she put them on, like, TikTok so you can watch the little clip instead of having to watch the entire episode?
Yep.
Love it.
Okay. Anyway, so if you're into Dancing with the Stars, you should watch Alona Mars because she's so cute. Anyways, we just wanted to come on in because we're together and say hi.
Wait, are we doing gratitudes and grievances
today? Let's do gratitudes and grievances.
Well, I think we both can say our grievance of the week was well established in, like, the first 5 minutes of this episode. So let's just skip that for now.
True
that.
Yeah.
Grateful that I have all of my friends coming in. I've got Natalie. I've got Sam flying in tonight. I'm going to see Haley, and Caroline's coming, and you're here. And yeah, I'm just jazzed. Like, it's going to be...
birthday weekend.
Birthday, heavy girl, fun, I don't know.
Heavy girl, yeah.
Heavy with friends activity. It's just a girl weekend, and I'm here for it. Like, we'll cut that out.
No, I love it. Yeah, we're going to do heavy girl things. And
no, we're just going to have brunch. We're going to go to the market. We're going to do a wine
tasting,
walking tour of a tiny little town in Oregon. And maybe go for a hike on Sunday and hear all about what's going on with Natalie's house. Like, Natalie has a whole story.
Yep.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm needing a fun friend weekend. Yeah. And my house is clean. Yeah.
It's very clean, everybody. It's good. Yeah, we're in the office. The elusive office that I just see on video.
The elusive office. Oh, okay.
Anyway, yep, very grateful to be here. Grateful for Cave and having a birthday.
Yeah, I know. I try.
Doing the big 3-5.
No. Am I the oldest person that we know that's coming this weekend? Because, like, yeah, I'm the oldest person. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That makes me feel like such a grandma.
I don't know how old Haley is, though.
She's 35 in January, so I'm a little bit older than her. Barely. Dang. But, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll be there, like, in 6 months.
Ugh, get out of here. Anyway, 30-freaking-5, guys. 30-freaking-5. Maybe next time we'll talk a little bit about, like, 5-year goals. What am I trying to do before 40? Because that's coming up.
Okay, whoa, slow your roll. I'm not talking about 40 right now.
I mean, we're halfway there. Okay, yeah.
Maybe you have to change it to Candidly 40, but we'll talk
about it. Oh, my God! That is not funny.
Anyway, thanks for stopping by.
Give me a fucking heart attack. Okay, we love you. Bye.
Thanks for being candid.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.